Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. Download our podcast on YouTube or your favorite podcast app, or check us out here on the radio on weekends. Today we are reflecting on a gospel reading from Luke's gospel in chapter 11, verses 42 to 46. The Lord said, "Woe to you, Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and rue of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk." Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too." And he said, "Woe also to you, scholars of the law! You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them." Once again, not a super encouraging reading from Luke chapter 11, verses 42 to 46. None of us were around in the time of Jesus, but I imagine the culture of the day was a bit different from what we experience in our everyday routine today. The culture surrounding the Pharisees and the scribes and the teachers of the law, I think, was something that maybe we have a tough time sort of gathering a parallel for. In the days of the Old Testament, at least in the Jewish culture, it would have been socially advantageous for you to be a religious leader. Today, oftentimes, maybe it's the other way around, that we don't envy oftentimes the prestige and the social position of a priest or of a bishop. Oftentimes our priests and our bishops are the ones who sacrifice the most to proclaim their faith loudly. But in today's reading, we see Jesus offering criticism to religious leaders who were doing the work of leadership, the work of religion, the work of faith, and had forgotten the core, the heart, the focus on the Lord. And that is a message that can resonate with our experience today. There's a temptation in our lives, regardless of what realm of leadership you exist in, regardless of what area of influence that you have in the world, whether you're a student, whether you are working at a 9-to-5, whether you are staying at home. Maybe there are some of us who are working in professional church ministry. Regardless, there's a temptation for us to find our meaning, to find our focus, to busy ourselves with the things that we do rather than the purpose for which we accomplish these things. It's really easy for us, and I can speak as one who has existed in professional ministry for a long time, to get wrapped up with doing and forget about who we are called to be in the midst of this. Today, Jesus is calling the Pharisees and the scribes and the teachers of the law to remember that they are who they are, they do what they do because of who God is, because of their relationship with Him. And as simple as it might seem to say, and maybe as unnecessary or repetitive as it may feel, I think that's worth remembering today. You are a student because of the Lord Jesus. He has a mission and a purpose for your academics. You are a parent because of the Lord Jesus. He has a mission and a purpose for your family. You're an employee. You're a boss. Because of the Lord Jesus, He has a mission and a purpose for the leadership and the influence that you have on the world. You are a minister of the gospel. You're a priest. You're a teacher. because of Jesus. He has a mission for you, a partnership with you, and you have an opportunity to invite him in, to seek his wisdom, to seek his direction, to seek his desire, to seek his purpose for your work and for your life. And I can witness to you firsthand that when you do that, when you make that invitation to him, when you invite him in, your life will take on a whole new understanding of meaning and of purpose. So let's do that today. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, come and be the center of our life. Jesus, teach us again what it means to do the things that we do with you in mind, with you at their source, with you at their focus. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.